Jerry Bader Show 952. By the way, in addition to what we've discussed so far about the shootings, stabbing, film director Judd Apatow, and does he pronounce it Seth Rogen or Rogan? Yeah, Rogan Harji. I don't remember for some reason. Both blasted Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday's op-ed in which she suggests that Elliot Rodger's mass killing in Isla Vista, California is tied to white men in Hollywood promoting escapist fantasies that revolve around vigilantism and sexual wish fulfillment. Why don't we ever blame the killer? Well, we do. Why doesn't the left ever blame the killer? Mike on the road. Mike, how are you on the Jerry A. Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. There's a very, very simple answer to all these massacres. And part of that answer is the concealed carry law, but you have to carry. You should always be armed. You never know when something like this is going to happen, and you never know who's going to do it. If those people were armed and were able to protect themselves, there wouldn't be a story today.
Or the story wouldn't be the same. And by the way, you know, Mike, that I agree with that. And boy, anytime you bring up that the answer is more guns, the left is going to go nuts. I don't know the scenario in which he stabbed people to death to start this. But if one of them had a gun, you would have to think that this would have ended much differently. Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. And boy, people will just absolutely freak out when you point that out. Thanks for the call. Christopher in Appleton. Christopher, go ahead.
Hey, I think a lot of it has to do with these kids just wanting attention. It seems pretty basic to me. They're looking for infamy. They know that if they do these horrendous things, then they're going to get attention, and then they're going to kill themselves, and they're going to get the newspapers and the TV, you know, and all over the media, whatever. I say make it, you know, quit reporting these kids' names that are, you know, committing these heinous crimes and honor the victims, but don't even say the kids' names. Don't give them that.
Well, you know, it's hard to separate the two entirely. I do know what you're saying. Thanks a lot for the call. And oftentimes we get this, well, it's the media attention. Well, when there is a mass murder, the media is going to report that. However, what some people argue, maybe this is more to his point, is that it almost seems as though the killer gets celebrated. To Scott in Wausau. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I'm listening to this, and I'm yelling at the radio as I'm driving. And I'm thinking, if I had a child that was in therapy since 8 years old, and I got to believe that some of these killing fantasies have been discussed in therapy, and whereas I am against any kind of government involvement, or at least as little as possible, why not alert the ATF? I have a son with mental issues. If he tries to purchase a firearm without my knowing, this is somebody that should be denied. And I think that opens up a can of worms from, like, people getting divorced, you know, turning in their, oh, my spouse is a ranting, raving lunatic, calling the ATF. But, I mean, I would think that if somebody is legitimately in therapy for extended amounts of time for serious issues, not because they're depressed because they lost their spouse after 30 years, but for a legitimate reason. I get flagged all the time with the ATF because somebody's got to have a name similar to me.
I don't know how, you know, I'd have to think about what you're proposing, Scott, but I will say this. Thanks a lot for the call. I don't know how I feel about that. I know what he's saying. I would put it in more general terms. There are those who are judging the parents, saying they knew how serious their kids' issues were and didn't do enough. I don't know the situation. I can't say that. But I think what you have, and I'm not saying Scott necessarily, but in general, blaming an actor and a director, blaming the guns when half the victims were stabbed, and on and on and on, is, and this is what a percentage of the population, usually on the left, but not exclusively, tries to do, is find an explanation that has everything to do with everything except the perpetrator. And that there are people who are going to go off the deep end and act this way. And you know what? A liberal listener said, well, why didn't he take the knives to the sorority? Why did he take the guns? Because guns are more efficient. Guns are more efficient killing devices. There's no question about that. But in killing the three roommates with knives shows, you know what, if he had to, he would have used a knife. Christy on the road. Christy, go ahead.
Hi. I guess my comment is, you know, people should not blame the parents for this. You know, I have a sister who has tried since her son was 8 years old to get somebody to do something for him, and nobody would do anything. And now he's a teenager and, you know, he's wreaking havoc and stuff. Now people are finally starting to pay attention because he's done some very dangerous things lately. And I mean, she's been telling people this for 5 years, you know, I need help. This kid has problems, and trying to get him help and stuff, and nobody will believe her or listen to her. And
Christy, oh, I'm sorry, Christy, I hate to cut you off, but I am out of time. I want to comment more on that after the news, and we can take a few more calls on this as well. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.